Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the
Alan
plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
if they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome, and hello, how are you? It's Brazil at audioboom.com with Porky Parry. Right, Mr. Parry, we are going to differ to agree here.
Yeah, we are.
The last 48 hours, all about Kevin Peterson,
yes.
The ECB, Strauss, of course, New Zealand coming, the Aussies coming, they're going to gub you, and you want to play without your best player, numpty.
I see, it's going to gub you now, you know, despite the fact that you spent most of your life in the south of the United Kingdom.
Hello.
In Suffolk.
Excuse me.
Earning tons of money.
Let me scratch my head. 1982, yeah. Did I not kick the ball to Kenny Dalglish, King Kenny?
Oh, yes.
15th of June, my birthday, yeah. Scotland, New Zealand in the World Cup for Scotland.
Yeah, and where did you choose to pursue the rest of your life in England? But that's another story.
I got captured, and I'm a missionary.
A missionary down south. Now, I want to tell you about the Peterson situation because you've been brainwashed like most of the rest of the nation.
Oh, really?
Kevin Peterson is actually not a good egg. Not a good egg in the sense that he's not good in the dressing room. He actually, and people seem to overlook this and forget it, used his time as an England player in the dressing room to text to his mates in the South African team and say nasty things.
How do you know that?
Well, he's never denied it. It was a story that's been published time and time again. He's never denied it. He admits it was a mistake. The other thing he did was he published a second autobiography called KP about yes. himself, it only to traduce and trash a lot of the people he played with during his time in the game in England.
That's so what? That's happened in football.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable to then want to be welcomed back into the England fold and made, you know, a cosy little member
of
the inner establishment.
Mr. Parry, let me remind
again.
You, in your days of The Sun and The Express, I believe Turnip Head, Graham Taylor, was your headline when you were at The Sun. Does he ignore you now? No, he doesn't. He's a gentleman. Hello, Mr. Parry. How are you? Right, you damaged that man. Incredible. Turnip head. You put his face on a turnip.
Yeah.
He now still talks football. He'll talk to you on radio. So you forgive and forget.
The thing is, Al, I never wrote the headline, Turnip Head. I did, in fact, though, get the artwork done to turn a turnip into Graham Taylor's face. Because he was doing... No. It was artistic license. And he's forgiven me for it. I've done shows
with Peterson, let's get to the crunch of this.
Let's get to the crunch.
For 2 days. And the crunch is this. He's been misled, right? He's been misled. Make no mistake.
Who's misled him?
Colin Graves, who will step into the ECB. Is it today or tomorrow? In the next 40 hours, he will be ECB. He said, Kevin, do yourself a favour. If you want to play for England again, give up the IPL, come play some county cricket, and if the runs are there and you're playing fantastic, the slate will be wiped clean.
Colin Graves now says he did have 2 phone conversations, and there's nothing in writing here, with KP, and that KP misinterpreted what he was trying to tell him.
Rubbish.
And it doesn't matter anyway.
Why has Colin not been on media, on television, on radio?
Nope.
Why has he not been on media to say, this is exactly how the conversation
went?
It
doesn't matter anyway.
He's a bottle job,
Colin
that's
Graves
why.
Is not in charge of who is going to be in the England squad. And in fact, the only man is going to be the next coach, whoever that might be. Might be Gillespie.
And the next coach will be... if Andrew Strauss has his way, okay, you want to coach England, we'd love to have you, but you can't bring KP back.
Andrew Strauss was the subject of vile vilification from Kevin Peterson. Why on earth would he ever invite him back into the fold?
Do you follow polls? Here we are.
I don't care about polls. I don't care about
91%
polls.
91% on a radio station, bring KP back. Newspapers between 80 and 90, bring them back. We're a bunch of clowns at the moment.
Right.
We couldn't beat a pub team. We need them back.
Do you know what those 91% 1% of people are? They're the feeble-minded masses. And I don't go with the feeble-minded masses. I go with what I think are the facts. And the facts are that Kevin Peterson...
You have never won anything in your life. How can you talk about stars and team players?
Excuse me.
You've never won anything in your life.
I was Butlins Pathelli boxing champion when I was 6 years old.
You took on two-year-olds.
I've still
got talking rubbish.
Still got my cup to prove it.
The whole nation. I know he's a bad egg, right? Mm. He is, and we can talk
there
about QPR.
You go. Admission.
We can talk about their dressing room. Mm. But the fella just had an incredible. Look, he gave up 250 grand. Let's get the facts here. Mm. From the IPL, we came back to play for Surrey. People at the Oval have told me it's the finest innings they've ever seen.
It was a pub team he was playing against.
Leicestershire, oh really?
Yeah.
So it was second division.
How many people
in the... some of his strokes were magnificent.
How many people in the stadium?
I have no
1,500.
Idea.
1,500. Oh, really? That's not exactly a classic sporting event when only 1,500 people turn up,
county
okay?
Cricket.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right, so on that point... So you don't. So the masses want Peterson back.
They don't.
They do. The polls say they want Peterson back. If they blow them out, and England, the withering England at the moment, right? Mm. The back page of the Mirror today, if Peterson comes back, Cook will walk out, the backroom staff will walk
out.
What have they done lately? Pathetic.
Okay.
So the pressure's on against New Zealand. If New Zealand beat England, and they will in the forthcoming test.
Oh, will they?
They will.
Oh, you got your
they will.
Ball.
And this will all blow up again, and no doubt, being a journalist, I better go with the flow this time. Mm. You want Peterson back.
I do not go with the flow. Let me tell you this. You said he turned down a contract for 250 grand in
he
the
did.
IPL. I can tell you something which you don't know, but you're about to learn, okay? And that is that marketing people say if Peterson became an established England player again, he could cash in to the tune of £1 million on endorsements for being England's
What's
star batsman again.
What's
nothing,
wrong with that?
Nothing.
But they won't let him play.
But that's his
because
real motive.
Because Alistair Cook and Cole don't want him to play.
That's his real motive.
Oh, we're not playing with
that's
him.
That's his real motive for coming back.
No, it's not.
Kevin Peterson cost me my Jaguar car.
Let me tell you, Jaguar car.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I'm sick and tired when I'm doing radio in the morning and Peterson go for a bad shot for 54 or 53. Mm. He's having a nice score and he wants to go on and win the game. I mean, all these so-called cricket experts saying it was a stupid shot. He's playing
That's
for
right.
himself.
That's right.
He should be playing for the country.
That's right.
Rubbish.
No.
What about the openers that are out for 3 and 5 and 7 and 9? Have a look at them, by the way.
They're out because they're not as good as Peterson. Peterson is a great batsman and he needs a discipline to measure his shots according to what the team's ambitions are. Not to suddenly say, oh, there's 20,000 people in this stage, I'm going to show them I'd put a six over the
I am now going to shoot you down in flames. Andrew Strauss, right? I think he's made a fool of himself.
No,
he's come in.
Strongest made, man I know.
He's come in, he's made a bold decision. And you think, okay, he's got some kernels here.
Exactly.
But what he did say, mate, was said the ECB would decide if we don't trust Kevin, okay? Mm. I understand that because what's going on. And then he says, I would welcome him back for the one dayers because he's got a fantastic cricket brain.
Yeah.
He could help us. That's a load of
He was
of
only
nonsense.
Welcoming back on a committee.
Oh,
he didn't welcome back as a coach.
Shush. Let me hear from Andrew.
No one's ever had any qualms about his capabilities as a player. He's a phenomenal cricketer. But we can't have a situation where the ECB and Kevin Peterson don't trust each other. Everyone knows there's no trust out there. I think we've got to be really open and honest about that and accept that fact.
Now, listen, I admire him. Also,
he's gone against the 91%. Remember that. Strong man.
And I go back to the back page of the Mirror, right?
Mm.
If he'd given in and said, KP, come in.
Yes.
We don't know how accurate this is. We don't know how true it is. But Alistair Cook, the captain, and the backroom staff would walk out. We're not playing with Peterson.
Yeah.
So where does Strauss go now when he goes to Gillespie, a Langer, an Aussie to come and coach England if they want KP back? He's got nowhere to go.
Well, he's not going to appoint a coach who wants KP back, and I don't think Gillespie would want KP back because...
How do you know that?
I tell you why, Al, because I've always worked on the principle in my life, a castle can only have one king.
Well, I spoke to Kim Hughes.
An English cricket is a castle.
Australian captain, and he said the ECB... Mike Parry and all the jokers, they are a joke. They're a joke. In Australia, we can't believe our luck. Peterson should be back. He said he played, he captained Merv Hughes, he captained Lilly, captained Tomo. right? He said they weren't the easiest to handle. You have to get on with it because they're great players.
Right. Do you know the most sickening thing about this? Put my fingers down my throat. A lot of Englishmen will now want England to lose against New Zealand and Australia just to prove their point about Peterson.
I do.
That to me is treachery.
I do.
That to me is treachery. You'll be burnt at the stake for that in the Middle Ages, I'm telling you.
No, because the Battle of the
Army. You're not an Englishman. You're not
an
Englishman.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you're not. You're Welsh. You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
No. How good a player has Steven Gerrard been throughout his career, considering he missed opportunities to go where he could have won Premier League title?
Do you know who I spoke to today? I spoke to someone I loved as a player. And I first played against him in the FA Cup, Portman Road. We played Chester City.
Mm.
And there was this guy.
I come from Chester.
He's got a bigger nose than you.
Yeah.
But this youngster came in. Number nine, he was meant to be a hell of a player. And to be fair, Russell Osborne and Terry Butcher didn't really give him a kick, right?
Yeah.
It was Ian Rush.
Yeah, cool.
And we hammered him. We beat him easy.
Yeah.
And, of course, Rushy then got his dream move to Liverpool. And he played with some of the greatest players. I was so amazed that I played against and played with for Scotland.
Absolutely right.
I spoke to Rushy this morning. He says Steven Gerrard is up there with King Kenny as a Liverpool legend.
Well, they are the two Liverpool legends. I agree. I think Dalglish.
There's more than two.
At the peak of it. That's what I'm saying. At the peak, you're right. Let me tell you about.
Although I'm asking you, you're an Evertonian.
No, but let me. Well, you know, so was Rushy actually when he was young. But
he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. They all were. They all were. Jamie Carragher was an Everton fan. So was what's his name? You know, the big nose.
Tomo.
Tomo.
Phil Thompson. So I was talking to him about Gareth Bale, and we must touch on this, because Real Madrid just been knocked out of the Champions League, haven't they? Mm. And I'm sick and tired, Roy Keane, Scholesy, who
awful.
I love as players,
awful.
They are slagging them. The paper's headlines this week, Gareth Bale, what a disgrace. Mm. What is that guy, a clean living man, he's gone over there. By the way, his record of goals per game is 1 of 3.
Fabulous.
Better than Hazard at Chelsea.
Yes.
Who's the player of the year this year?
Yes.
You numpties who write for the
Writers Association.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of which I'm a leading member.
Yeah, I don't know why, but you give Hazard player of the year. Gareth's goal ratio is better than Hazard.
And do you know what? I'm with you on this one because they said, oh, he missed a sitting goal. You know, it was a header, sitting goal. Come off it. He was surrounded by three defenders. He got up above them and only just went over the bar. Now then, this is very interesting what you just said there, Al, because imagine if Stevie G had taken up one of the two offers, right, from Jose to go abroad. Jose wanted him to go to Real Madrid with him and he wanted him to go to Inter Milan with him. He would have won titles in Spain and Italy because Jose did.
Yeah.
Why did Steven Gerrard never leave Liverpool and therefore condemn himself to being not a Premier League winner?
Brian Robson never went anywhere. Brian Robson's my mate. I love him.
And he won a Premier League title
in
his last season, though.
Brian Robson could have gone anywhere. Mm. England captain. Mm. Captain, courageous. I loved him.
And did they have a decent enough drinking club to the clubs you wanted to go to?
That's nothing to do with it. but Stephen, I just feel the pool of Liverpool, the family, the background there, he daren't leave that club.
He said he was a fan, Al. He said, I never left Liverpool because I was a fan. Well, let me put this to you.
Yeah.
Wayne, there's not a bigger fan of Everton than Wayne Rooney. To this day, his little boys, he's got two little boys, he dresses them in Everton pyjamas when they go to bed. No bigger fan of Everton Football Club, but he knew he had to progress his career. He went to Manchester United. How many titles has Wayne Rooney won? 5.
Yeah.
How many European Cups has he won? 1. How many European Cups has Steven Gerrard won? 1. How many league titles has he won? None.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's your career history.
When you get old like me now, do I get my medals out of the cupboard? 2 UEFA Cup medals?
Yeah.
My Scotland caps?
Last
no, you
time
don't.
I asked you if I could see them. You couldn't find them.
No, I don't know where they are.
Well, why? I mean, that's a disregard
move on.
For your past.
You move on in
you have
life.
No self-pride. That's your problem.
You move on in life.
Move on in
You're
life.
A scumbag journalist.
You what?
Right? You're a scumbag journalist.
Yeah, you.
Do you still hide, you know, the telephone you cut when you were spying on Mick Jagger and Mystique, the island Mystique, and you cut it so no one else could use the telephone box to send their copy?
I resent this. I'm a very proud member
That's
of the
true.
Gutter Press,
it's
right?
True.
And if this country didn't have gutter press, we wouldn't have the information that brings politicians down. Let's talk about a few of the games coming up towards the weekend. Is the biggest one for you Manchester United and Arsenal, which could settle second or third? Or
not really.
Is it?
No.
Is it going to be one of those that's going to settle one of those relegation places, QPR and Newcastle? Will QPRL, seriously, as a former professional, be so relaxed now about the fact that their fate is sealed, they're doomed and all that?
Relaxed.
Will they give it to Newcastle?
They've been a disgrace. I happen to like Mr. Fernandez, the chairman. He's got big plans, and he's had a bad year. He lost his plane. He's involved, of course, in aviation.
Yeah.
Put that coke down. Did you hear that? Lethal Mosh. He's lost, you know, in his private life, horrendous business. Mm. And he has now to come to grips at QPR down. The money they've spent was an absolute king's ransom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're foolish, wasn't it?
They spent money on players who were average players.
Well,
it's their own fault.
Listen, Joey Barton, I admire him very much indeed for making...
No, you don't.
I do.
No,
I do.
You don't.
I do. I admire Joey. I get on with
it. I've seen you on Twitter.
No, I get on with it.
He's called you a numpty as well, so...
Well, he has a bit, yeah. But I get on with it. He's made the most of it. But to learn that Joey Barton's got another season left at QPR, getting 90 grand
if
a week.
If he takes a pay... Well, that's what's wrong with football, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? He's a decent footballer.
Yeah, yeah.
An average, run-of-the-mill footballer. How many goals does he score? How many man-of-the-matches does he get?
Even if he accepts a secondary offer, he's on 30 grand a week. Now, I mean, that would be in your dreams, Al, because it wasn't your era when
it wouldn't be in my dreams. If I was playing now, I'd be getting 150 grand a week.
I know you would, but that would be in your dreams as well, because unfortunately you came from an era when it wasn't
there. You're not listening to me. Those days are gone.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, I had a beautiful time playing football.
Of course you did.
Right? And what I do object to, average players end in fortunes. The big guys, the great players, the Rooney you mentioned, the Gerrard you mentioned, give them a king's ransom because the money in football now is fantastic. Mm. These numpties, these run-of-the-mill players, joke. And you can't get sucked in to giving average players massive wages. And that's exactly what happened to QPR, and they've got their comeuppance.
And you see, what they've done is, Al, they've created this spiral now of rising wages, which affects everybody. It affects clubs which are struggling without great backers, like Everton, for instance.
Okay, let me bring you into Sky BT. Do you blame them, the way football's going?
No.
Money going out the way? I can't. Because the grounds are superb, the facilities are great, whether they're like you, when you get, you know, tucked into a bit of lunch in a box and all that. I don't have that.
What's wrong with the Prawn Sandwich Brigade? Are you jealous? Are you jealous of the Prawn Sandwich Brigade?
But the normal fans have to pay through the teeth, right? They still have to pay.
Oh, Al, I'm so sorry. You're classing yourself as a normal fan.
I am.
Oh, I see. Sorry, you were going to go to Arsenal earlier in the week.
I remember standing in the jungle, the Diamond Club. I didn't go.
Exactly. You couldn't make it to Arsenal, but you had a seat at a table in the Diamond Club, which is said to be the most exclusive restaurant at any club in the Premiership.
It is. But if I have a friend like Elliot, if you had friends like that, you would go. The last time you went to anywhere near the Arsenal was North London, if I had a call, Tottenham, Everton, when you were hammered out on the box, and the steward says, "We're going to chuck you out if you don't sit down."
Well, that's only because I was trying to climb out the box and Tottenham
fans.
You
were just enjoying yourself too much.
I've been in the Dolce & Gabbana Club at Chelsea. Don't get that wrong.
Forget it. Okay. Damn, club's
the best. With a very celeb Chelsea fan, Michael Crawford, okay?
Who?
The actor Michael Crawford.
Clown.
What do you mean?
Clown.
He was a clown.
He was in Barnum.
I'm
way ahead of you.
Not only in Barnum, I'm way ahead of you again. He was in Some Others Do Have Him. He was brilliant.
Now, talking about Manchester United,
exactly.
big game.
Exactly.
United-Arsenal.
Mm.
How do you see it? I think Arsenal can beat them.
Haven't Arsenal faltered in the last two games?
They have, they went to City.
And upset their season. I think they're up to the season. Do you know what I think Arsenal's problem is? I think they put too much store in Jack Wilshere, and I think Jack Wilshere's got a real problem with consistency, both in terms of
injuries.
Well, he shouldn't have injuries.
Oh, here we go.
He shouldn't have injuries. Yes, I am a bit of a physio. I'm telling you, lifestyle can contribute to how quickly you recover from injuries.
Well, you're about the same height as Jack.
Yes, I am.
Right?
Yes.
And you have slimmed down a bit.
What do you mean,
but
slimmed
fags
down?
And wine... What? You shouldn't be because you were ill. But Jack, listen, Jack, along with Theo, along with Oxlade-Chamberlain, along with Ramsey, the injuries they've had has been shocking. And I know Arsene Wenger's trying to change it. There's a major problem there.
If Wilshere's not playing every week, and it was noticeable in the Swansea game where they lost 1-0, you know, to a goal very near the end, it was absolutely obvious that Jack Wilshere really didn't have a sort of pattern of play that he felt comfortable with the other midfield players.
Jack Wilshere is a midfield player going forward.
Yeah.
He's not in front of the back four. Tottenham Swans have been a Welshman.
Yeah.
What about Gary Monk? He's had a wonderful season.
I showed those stats the other week at on our radio show. Pound for pound, i.e. what he spent on transfers last summer, compared to the points he's reaped in, he's manager of the year.
Yeah, there's one or two out there. By the way, talking about that, Josie and Hazard.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's Josie, manager of the year.
Yeah.
Hazard, player of the year. Never won player of the month, manager of the month.
Never once.
That's because you idiots in the press.
No, it's not. Do you know what it is, Al? It's because the standards are so high with Jose now that if he wins four games in a month, everybody says, oh, it's only four games in a month, it's only Jose. What they do is they go to somewhere like Leicester and they see that Nigel Pearson wins three games out of four in a month after losing all season, so they give him manager of the month. It is a slightly odd way of thinking. I totally agree with you. I'm going to West Ham on Saturday. Now,
why?
Last time you and I went to West Ham, I think we've got a Guinness Book of Records statistic, haven't we?
Have we?
Yeah.
Why?
We missed 21 goals.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Explain.
We were in a box.
Yeah.
Because the early morning start on radio, we were in a box and we left before the end.
We left. West Ham were 1-0 up, right? And we thought that
well, actually, the owner of the box, who's a lovely man.
Yeah.
Mark Noble's dad, I think.
Yeah.
He said, can you take Mr. Parry home, Alan?
No, he didn't. What happened was it was a fate of history.
There was a few glasses of Chablis sunk that day.
There was a tube strike on that day. A tube strike. And what happened was
with one.
It was 5 minutes to go, right? West Ham were 1-0 up. We were doing the breakfast show the next morning. We had a car waiting outside who kept texting us saying, I can only wait another 2 minutes because of the tube strike.
And I said, let's get another cab. But old short arms here, long pockets, wouldn't have it. He said, we've got to go out.
I said, we've got to get
out. And how many goals? 21?
And so it's 1-0. It then became 1-1. It then became, believe it or not, 2-2. So he missed three goals in the last 5 minutes. We then missed 17 penalty kicks because it was the longest drawn-out penalty shootout of last season.
Just on West Ham.
Yeah, go on.
Right? Last game of the season, it could be vital. West Ham, Sam Allardyce go to Newcastle. Newcastle fans hated him, bombed out Big Sam.
Yep.
Sam's done a great job, still top 10. Last game for West Ham. If Newcastle need it, could Sam's West Ham send them down?
Well, they could, but I still don't think it will mean that Sam Allardyce will be the manager of West Ham next season.
Or, where's he going to go?
I don't know, but all the indications are that he won't be at West Ham. Even when I heard Karen Brady, Lady Brady, as she is now, talking about it just...
Wait a minute, you fancy her, do you?
Well, I think she's a very attractive woman. That doesn't mean I fancy her, but I mean, you can be polite and say she's a very attractive woman.
Why do you mean that? You know, ooh. Well,
no, I did.
Ooh. No. Lady, woo, Brady.
No, that was a mark of respect for somebody who's been elevated.
She's married, by the way. I know her husband.
I know
Stop
Pesci
it.
Salido, Mr. Pesci Salido. Very good guy, Pesci Salido.
Pesci Solido, actually.
Pesci Solido, that's the guy. No, I didn't. And what I'm saying is, when she was talking about the future, because he was talking about moving to the new ground, she said, you know, just want to make sure everybody feels comfortable in their roles at West Ham.
Yeah.
That to me means Sam's on the exactly. old...
Who's going to get it?
On the exit door.
Finally, who's going to get it?
It could be David Moyes. I think it's more likely to be... This is one from...
Benitez? Bilic?
No, maybe Sean Dyche from Burnley.
You're having a laugh. Honestly, you are having a laugh. Listen, I hope you enjoy this podcast.
I know things you don't.
I'm sitting alongside a numpty. It's Brazil at audioboom.com. Porky, drink up, shut up, we're off.
To you by Audioboom. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.